This morning, we meet a man we're about to say goodbye to. There aren't many people who can say they've truly eaten their words, but Boston tech pioneer and current venture capitalist Bob Metcalf can. Metcalf once wrongly predicted the internet was a fad. He later put those words on paper, in a blender, whipped up a mixture, and swallowed it. You can probably guess he's a bit of a showman, but he also invented the Ethernet, and he's been a mentor to local entrepreneurs. And this month, Bob Metcalf is leaving Boston for Austin, Texas. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on what's viewed as a loss for Boston's tech sector.
In a small, dingy brick building in Cambridge, a startup company has turned its lab into a product demonstration and party at the same time. This company makes a milk refrigeration system that runs on solar power, but on this night it's being used to chill beer. Over bottles of Sam Adams, 20 and 30-somethings talk tech. It's a sea of sweaters and corduroys, save for one tall character in a crisp blue shirt and leather jacket.
This is where the rubber meets the road in innovation.
At 64, Bob Metcalf's white hair stands out like a lone cloud hovering over this sea of dark turtlenecks.
People thrashing around looking for a way to navigate to market. And you'd think we'd do this during the day in a conference room around a table, but instead we're doing it over chips.
This is where fledgling entrepreneurs get to bump shoulders with the guy who has a mathematical law named after him, with the guy who invented the way your office computer is networked, with the guy who founded the company 3Com. Now a venture capitalist at Polaris, Metcalf does not have to be here, but it's clear he loves being part of the entrepreneurial ecosystem.
So I've been drinking beer that was refrigerated by the milk chiller, and I'm just a fly on the wall, giving free advice, which is worth every penny you pay for it.
But now Metcalf is going to start giving that free advice in Austin. This semester, he'll teach innovation at the University of Texas.
Do I think Boston's a horrible place? No. Do I hate winter? No. Is the venture capital community falling apart, so I'm abandoning a sinking ship? No.
Other people have insinuated yes. They've also said things about Texas. One professor here told Metcalf that MIT works with developing nations, too.
Yeah, I've received some snide remarks about the political environment in Texas, but I reject them. Texas is, by the way, doing much better economically than either California or Massachusetts. There's something going on that's right there.
The same quality that makes Metcalf talk as big as Texas and make brash moves is also the same reason he'll be hard to replace locally. Scott Kirsner covers innovation for the Boston Globe, and he says the way Metcalf holds court and sort of greases the wheels of innovation will be missed.
You know, I think there is a little bit of Yankee reticence among a lot of the, you know, super wealthy technology entrepreneurs in town. And you know, so they may have little small gatherings of their friends, but they're not quite as open and public and accessible as some of Metcalf's gatherings have been. So I hope someone will kind of step into that role.
Metcalf's departure strikes a bit of a nerve here. The hub tech economy already has an inferiority complex towards Silicon Valley. Now, Austin is a growing competitor, but Metcalf doesn't see it that way.
I lived in Silicon Valley for 22 years and came here and was expected to become a partisan of the Boston area against Silicon Valley, which I found very hard to do. Going to Austin, I don't think of it as abandoning Boston because I'm sort of looking out for the health of our companies more than where they are.
And that philosophy means Metcalf won't be gone for good. He's staying on the boards of local companies. He'll be back now and then to do business. And he may even do some scouting for his Waltham venture capital firm, discovering Texas technologies and companies to invest in. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.